Okay, hi, I'm Joan.
I'm Charlie. We've just finished the Indigenous Female Pearl Diver Memorial for Broome, which is a great honour for us.
Can you describe the statue for me?
Well, the whole purpose of the statue is to express the emotion of that young girl, and they were so young. Some of them were actually 10-year-olds, and many of them, as we know, were kidnapped and in dreadful situations, and they certainly weren't doing it for fun or interest in the pearls. It was their really hard task. And what we tried to express was this feeling. The lower part of the sculpture is actually a bronze wave, and she's emerging, thrusting out of this wave, reaching up with the pearl shell in her hand, and her face expresses this angst and desperation that if I don't get this right, I'll have to go back down again. And this sort of is the whole thing, and the diagonal thrust of the figure. And there's also some analogies with the prow of a ship and that figurehead on a ship, that feeling that women were always used in that way. And also very important to realise that the reason it's a female, as well as, of course, an Indigenous pearl diver, because they were the first, and all the people from different regions around. But the girls, evidently, the women had a stronger lung or a bigger lung capacity, so they were actually more successful. So that's why, particularly, it's the female.
Did you know that before you started the statue?
Yes, did a lot of research and a lot of stuff. Books and Batty Library helped us out and looked for images. And, of course, that was very difficult because nobody... Actually, there were some photographs when we did the hard-hat pearl diver, but there was nothing, of course, of these girls and earlier people. And we're talking about the 1860s now, but I don't think anybody would have been interested enough. They would have been interested in the guys with all the gear and so on.
Yes, in fact, it must be noted, too, that she is pregnant, and we took that as a feature to sort of illustrate the terrible conditions and the fact that these girls had no protection, and they were terribly abused as well, even forced to dive while they were pregnant. And some of the stories are awful about that hard times, hard people exploiting these young girls. So if ever there was a fitting memorial, I think it's this one.
You don't often hear about those stories in regards to pearling. Is that something that's missing from our history?
Well, I think that's part of our job, really, as artists. We don't just, you know, put up a statue. Everything we do is based on research and history of the area and trying to express something very special. And we certainly didn't want to idealise it. As Charlie said, that's why we actually brought in the pregnancy angle, because we came across this again and again in various odd ways. Although there were other things, like the Anglican ladies of Perth heard that these girls were diving in the nude back in the 1860s and created a big fuss, it seems. And I mean, what do they expect? That they'd have pantaloons on or something?
Let's talk about the location of this statue. Why is it... We're opposite Bedford Park here on Hammersley Street. Why is it here?
It's here because this is where the families gathered, and, you know, in this particular location, it seems that it relates particularly. This is what we were...
The loggers used to come in here. You see, the loggers would come in here, and all the families would be waiting here, so for the cruise. So it's a particularly poignant and pertinent spot.
And now that the statue is finished, how do you feel about it?
Very lonely when she left Gidgiganib. It's very strange to see her here because she was made in the hills outside Perth in Gidgiganib, where we live. And it leaves a big hole in your heart when one of these pieces that you put so much emotion into actually goes off in a truck and you say goodbye to it. But it's wonderful to be here. That's why we had to be here, to see her. She's really gone to her real home now. She left Gidgiganib, but she's now come home.
What do you want people that are standing here and looking at the statue to take away?
I think I would like it to make people curious. To know, we've told you some things now, but I think I would like the fact that they would do further read and follow up with the museum and say what was all this about? Who were these people?
These are the what we call the secret histories. I think it was Oscar Wilde said originally that history was something that didn't happen, written by somebody who wasn't there. So what we try to do is go uncover the real histories, that the histories behind the history. So it's our memorials we see as an act of remembering, and it is remembering and then making people aware of the real stories that underlie the official histories. And that's where, and we must never forget that. We must never forget the lessons that we learn from these situations, and make sure these things never happen again.